Hello, I'm Mira Nabulsi, Multimedia Editor and Webinar Moderator for xtalks.com, and welcome to this edition of xtalks Vitals. I spoke with Senior Author Dr. Kevin Kit Parker, a core faculty member of the Weiss Institute and the Tarr Family Professor of Bioengineering and Applied Physics at CSIS, where his team led a research study that could change the way consumers see and eat their meat. They are growing muscle cells from rabbit and cow cells to create lab-grown meat. Take a listen to our conversation.
And several years ago, I got invited to be a guest judge on the Food Network. And so when I was talking to these chefs, I was really impressed by their material science knowledge. And I started thinking, gee, there's no reason why we couldn't take everything we've applied to regenerative medicine and apply it to making meat. But I knew that one of the big issues was texture. And so I spent a lot of time going around talking to some of these companies, and some of these companies came and visited our lab. And so then we developed a technique to make protein nanofibers, which mimic the protein networks that hold cells together in muscle.
The lab-grown meat, does it have the same nutritional value as regular meat?
It doesn't have it exactly, but the great thing about this is that we can design it so that it has even better than meat. Imagine now that instead of building a piece of steak or a filet mignon with beef fat in it, we could substitute fish fat into the meat. And fish fat has omega-3 fatty acids. So we have the possibility now that we can make meat more healthy by designing the way we build it. And that's one of the things we'll be working on in the future. But now what we're realizing is that the scaffolding we've been producing, the cellular agriculture, all of this can be applied to the production of healthy meats. Have you ever been to a chicken farm?
No, I can't say I have.
Oh, well. Well, it can be pretty nasty. And our laboratory-produced meat will be done in much cleaner conditions. You don't have the concerns about the humidity of your chicken farming. Listen, I come from a farming background, I understand this, but you know, in some environments, you know, people are concerned about how humane it is to farm the animals that we do. They're worried about the methane gas. We can bypass all that. And the thing is, I think we can make a healthier piece of meat. I mean, I think there's two impacts here. First of all, we reduce the environmental footprint of food production. And second of all, we can make a healthier meat for you. I should point this out to you that we can make these nanofibers out of non-animal products too. We make vegetarian fibers too. I mean, I think we can use this manufacturing technique to make better ice cream.
So what do you think is the ultimate goal, like the final goal of this research?
I want to eat a filet mignon I made in the lab, and I don't want it to increase my cholesterol.
That sounds like a pretty good goal.
Thank you very much for this delightful interview, Dr. Kit Parker. And that's the latest on xtalks.com.